Please enjoy the music while your party's being reached.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're recording, we're live, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. Thursday night, New York City, 8 p.m. Got a pretty good docket tonight, I have to be honest with you. A lot of, like, rural Greenpoint minutiae, which I think everyone loves. A lot of TV and movie stuff. And I did get quite a bit of questions in a short amount of time. And honestly, surprised how good they were. Some are a little unknowingly vicious and searing, but I will get to them too, because I guess that is my job. Anyways, so I guess, you know, some people did say the soundboard was a little quiet on last episode. It's the new mic. Because it's not, it's like directional or something, so it's not picking up what the MacBook Air is putting down. I think what I'm going to maybe do is get a used iPad and like just have that for the soundboard only. Let me know if you're selling a used iPad. The smaller the better. I just need it with like Wi-Fi. So, I don't know. Hit me up. I'll pay money. Okay. I broke my Blossom high score. Blossom is like the, if like the New York Times, like Bumblebee or whatever the fuck that shit's called, Spelling Bee. If that's Google, Blossom is Yahoo, cause it's free. You don't need an account. You spell words with 7 letters. Except the difference is that, like, you get more points, like, one of the petals of the blossom flower is highlighted. So, like, let's say the letter's, like, M. You want to strategically wait to spell a word with more M's in it so you get more points, okay? My previous high score was 394, which is pretty high. Breaking 300 is crazy. I got a new high score of 400. In 15. Okay. The mic kind of picked that up. Anyway, sound out in the comments if you're a Blossom head too. Let me know what your high score is. I'm like truly dying to know. It's like day 3 of me wearing Amazing Green by Comme des Garçons, my new perfume that I bought. Finally came in the mail. Took them a minute, I'll be honest. But also kind of like kismet, because I like went to check my Lucky Scent order. I'm like, it's been 5 days. They've not even like shipped it yet. It's like still in like Santa Clarita. Like Danny and Nia are just like guarding my Amazing Green fragrance. And then literally 1 minute later it shipped. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Anywho's, Anywho, I'm enjoying it. It's a little different for me because it's like a clean fragrance. It's clean. It's green. It's a little kind of sexy, dare I say. I'm just getting used to the freshness because, like, in my heart of hearts, I am like a freak folk artist who like does not shower and has like dreadlocks. So I'm getting used to this like new lifestyle where I'm in like a Febreze commercial battling depression as like a single mom with like dogs also. Anywho, more, oh my god, why did I say anywho again? I have, okay, anywho. Let's get into the neighborhood minutiae. That's right, rural Greenpoint. Okay, well, I'm going to start with the most recent stuff, like today, and then sort of work backwards in time. It's not exactly, like, pertinent, you know, the order, so buckle up. So today, I'm driving home from work in Bushwick, and I had a bit of a road rage incident. So long, I forget how long that is. Okay, so I'm driving home, I'm going east on Flushing Avenue, and I'm going to turn left onto Morgan Avenue. That's the corner where there's like a Popeye's gas station and there's like an L Train Vintage. If you're turning left onto Morgan, there's like a bike lane and then like this yellow strip. It's like a yellow strip with like black stripes and like nuts and bolts hanging out of it, which is intended for the drivers to go around so you're not cutting into the bike lane. It's there for a reason. Okay. There's like a delivery truck behind me. I turn left and like, I'm not like putzing around. I go at a very normal pace. I go right around that, you know, yellow domed strip, because I feel like I've driven over one of them before and then like my tire got like virtually deflated, so I had to like fill it back up, and luckily it was fine. I'm just not risking that again. So I turn left, I go around it. This like fucking huge delivery truck is like about to slam into me because he takes the corner like really sharply, like through the bike lane, and I'm like, I honk. I'm like, bitch, what are you fucking doing? He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of my way. Like, are you kidding me? Like, why are you gonna, and I was like, oh my God. If you were driving a personal vehicle, you'd maybe take this turn differently. But since you're driving like a fucking like Snapple truck, it wasn't Snapple, but it kind of was. In my mind, I'm like, it's Snapple. For some reason, I'm sticking with Snapple. I got so fucking mad because I'm like, I'm absolutely abiding by the rules and like not even doing anything weird whatsoever. Giant truck's gonna slam into me, like T-bone me right where I was. And I was like, excuse me, he was like pulling in like right up ahead too. I'm like, you don't need to be in a rush if you're like 30 seconds from where you're going. Like, it's gonna be fine. I know he's like on the clock. However, that amount of time doesn't amount to anything when you're putting my life in danger. Okay. I'm so mad again. I stopped being mad. Mad again. This reminded me of something I saw on TikTok a few days ago. It was like an old James Charles like Instagram story that someone had recorded and then Trisha Paytas was reacting to on TikTok. And I was like, okay, they don't like each other. No one likes James Charles besides me. So James is like walking out of like a Target or something, like a big box store. And those like yellow like strips where like there's kind of like a slope you walk down that hits the parking lot. He's like, I don't get these things. Like, what are they for? Like, I don't know what they're for. Like, my cart just like rattles around. It like shakes stuff up and like move things around and things fall in the bag. Like, I don't like this shit. Like, what is it for? He's like a 19-year-old like venting about some stupid bullshit. And then Trisha Paytas is like, because like someone reposted it and captioned it like, these are for blind people. Everyone knows that they're for blind people. How dare you? Like, you're an ableist pig. And Trisha Paytas is like, wow, yeah, like James, like it doesn't take long to like Google something. Like, you should have like Googled that, James. Like, excuse me. First of all, sound off in the comments if you knew it was exclusively for blind people. I can imagine it is helpful for them. And like, that probably is why it's there. Cause it like, there's a change in elevation, or like, it's also on like the subway platforms when you step off. My intuition told me that it was like for like grip. So if you're like going down like a slope, or like if you're getting off the train, it's like winter and people's feet are wet, there's a little more grip. So I thought it was like a grip thing. And I've also been annoyed by them at like Target and shit. So I'm like, it is rattling the cart around, quite frankly. Like, the cart is being rattled the house down. I'm just annoyed that like, why am I talking about this? No one cares. It was weird for like a woman of like my age to like be shitting on James Charles like that, being like, wow, James, like you should, there's no way she knew that either. No one knew that. No one knew that was for blind people. Did anyone know that? thought it was like an all season, like weather grippy kind of thing, which I kind of still think it's mostly for. No disrespect to blind people. I love y'all so much. I'm glad you can listen to the podcast. Again, I feel bad that deaf people can't. We'll figure that out one day. I mean, I really don't know how. But, anywho, so moving on. So many more rural Greenpoint topics, y'all. The other day I woke up and I was like craving. I call it the Faggy Deli. It's Campbell and Company. There's one in Williamsburg. There's now one, let's just say near my apartment in Greenpoint. It's very like country, cozy. It's giving like provisions, like an $8 coffee slushy, $15 roast beef sandwich that has like no meat on it. Everything's good though. The people that work there are so nice. Like I love going in there. I get my $4 bottle of like Saratoga water, which I do love. Like the blue glass. Love the blue glass. They have a pimento cheese dip that is off the fucking chain. I think it's like probably $8 for like the small, you know, it's like a takeaway container, like the small shallow plastic circle with a lid. It's probably for like a family of eight to just kind of dip into a few times. However, they have great baguettes there. So I'll get like a baguette and the dip and I will just house it within like minutes. Okay. Go in there. I see they have the dip. However, it's only 11 a.m. and they're out of bread. And I was like, oh, God damn it. God fucking damn it. They're out of bread. I was like, no way. I mean, who cares? Like, you know, I'll go somewhere else, get bread, come back. We should all go to Boogaloo's for lunch. Did the mic pick that up? It's as loud as it can go. We should all go to Boogaloo's for lunch. Okay. I was like, wait, the grocery store, MetFresh, they do not, there's no way they have like fresh baguettes. And I'm like, there's no way the delis do either. I'm like, wait a minute. There's nowhere to get a baguette besides this place. Like, where do people get baguettes before this? And I remember there's like Rachel's Gourmet Market down the street, very far. Heat's black. I mean, it's so hot. Walk there. They do have baguettes, but they're like from Serena Bakery, which is like regular Polish bread. And it's like, it's like not, it's not like a good baguette. It's not like, I actually think the baguettes from Campbell Company are Balthazar, pretty sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think they're like they're like good. And bread, here's the thing, I'm not a snob about a ton of shit. Bread should be like pretty fucking easy to figure out. What is bread? It's like flour. And, like, what else? Water? Are there eggs in it? Are there eggs in bread? Oh, my God. I'm about to Google. Are there eggs in bread? No. Okay, hold on. What is in a... We want a French baguette, in case you couldn't tell. It's, like, flour, water, yeast, and salt. Come on. I know I don't have like those ingredients in my kitchen. I probably do. I feel like I could like look in my couch, like scrounge around and make bread from that. That's better than just like white bread. That's like so processed, so stale immediately. And, unsatisfying. However, I mean, I had no choice. I got the bread, $3.10. And I was like, okay. And she's like, there's a $5 minimum. Like, okay. Who is doing $5 minimums anymore? Like, I actually did have a $5 bill on me, thank God, and like 10 cents in my tote bag. So I was like, here you go. I just like noticed people like paying for cocktails at the bar with like Apple Pay. I'm like, they're definitely paying for groceries with Apple Pay too. If they're paying for like a drink time and time again, like in a row, in succession. Anyways, I ate the whole fucking thing and record time. I mean, it was gone. it's like pimento cheese, but it's like crumbly, and there's like, it's orange, and it's like not like you'd expect. There's like, it's spicy, maybe like jalapeno in it. Oh my god, it's so good. I'm like breathing heavy now. Okay. I did get a little detoured. I was walking home today to come record the pod, and there's a funeral home on my corner. Okay, I gotta stop telling y'all where I live. Okay, there's a funeral home on my corner, and like, you know, people are standing outside, they're in all black. It's 92 degrees at like 6:45. Like, it's so hot, and I'm like, everyone's just sweating. I'm noticing like the craziest sweat stains I've ever seen in my entire life. You know, it was not like a lot of people dressed for the occasion, some didn't. There were a lot of like just broke people, like it's like a guy in like jeans and a t-shirt, but he had like, first of all, under boob sweat, of course, but it went over his boob. It was like a complete, there were like two complete circles, and I was just like staring at him like, oh my god, like, this is so funny. Poor guy, you know, he lost a loved one. Hopefully someone he barely knew, because like, you could have put a fucking collar on, quite frankly. Anyways, while I'm crossing the street, I hear like this siren, and like, and I'm like, uh oh, like people are like, I could tell something was happening. And then a guy in a scooter, like a delivery scooter, just blasts through the intersection, and like a cop like tailing him. Like, it looked like the cop was like maybe trying to like swerve into him to like knock him off the fucking scooter. And I was like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on? Like, what's going on? He was wearing those like black helmets, like the rim around them, that's kind of giving like medieval, you know. He wasn't wearing like crazy clothes. It just looked like, I don't know what he did. He had one of those like face masks, like the nylon, like sporty ones that people still wear, that scare the shit out of me when they're just like dudes walking down the street wearing them at night. I'm like, okay, you can't do that. You're going to the mental health casino that I've put in order for you to get. You can't wear that at night. It is so scary. He's wearing that. And the helmet, I'm like, this just looks like actually a delivery driver, but like maybe he stole the scooter. I don't know. I went to the deli to buy hard kombuchas. And I was like, hey, did you see that police chase? He's like, yeah, he went down Monitor Street. I was like, oh my god, I was gonna go sit there and have a drink. And I did. I didn't see any action. My deli guy was like, he should have driven into the park and not on a street. And I was like, that's so true. However, I'm like, maybe he should have gotten caught though. Oh, sorry for liking Law and Order a little bit in this fucking We like don't live in a police state, just so you know. Like, we just absolutely don't. Cops don't do anything. Really, sometimes they do, but like other times they don't.
There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad.
Like, when you call the cops, they show up, you're just like,
thank god you're here, grandma's been raped.
And they're just like, anyways, okay. Boy. Still got quite a bit more Rural Greenpoint Minutia. So, after I have my two hard kombucha pregame podcast drinks, I walk through the middle of McGulloch Park, and there's like some sort of step and repeat. I don't know for what. I kind of couldn't look. It was just like too strange. It wasn't glamorous, I'll just say that. And then there's also like a movie screen where like they do this in the summer. It's like the summer movie series, which is great. It's nice. They play like Wicked, and you think it's like for children, but it's actually just like adults. And I'm like, okay, listen, I'm happy for everyone. It's something to do. Keeps people off the streets, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, more interestingly, yesterday I go to do laundry because it's nice to have clean clothes. Trying to be a little more disciplined about my life. And I was like, okay, I have three outfits I wear per season, basically. I noticed like the crotch of my shorts, like started to kind of like smell. And I'm like, okay, you got to go to the laundromat immediately. So I did, I took care of business, giant load of laundry, huge washer. Like it costs like $12 to use the biggest like washing machine. But it was all my stuff, socks, underwear, everything on like the hottest fucking day. It's so humid. It's like walking through yogurt. So I put my stuff in and I go to like sit down and there's like no, the laundromat got rid of like every, they got rid of like all the chairs. There are only three chairs kind of like attached in like a row and like shitty plastic. They were all broken. So even if you did get a chance to sit in one, you'd kind of like have to sit in a specific way so it wouldn't like break more. I hope you heard that. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go sit like on a park bench and wait for 27 minutes, which I did. It was actually like cooler outside, even though it was like 94 degrees and like 100% humidity. That is how hot the laundromat is. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to have clean clothes to wear to work tomorrow. I'm going to have clean clothes. This is what most people do. They have clean clothes. So they do laundry very frequently. I can't bring myself to do it. However, that was the old me. The new me, maybe every 2 weeks I do some laundry and just deal with it. It's not that hard. It's actually not that hard. Shirts and stuff. I just don't have that many shirts. So I wear them over and over again until they get like greasy and like stretched out. Okay. And they're like always kind of damp. I'm like, where the fuck did that come from?
There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls. The floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad.
Anyway, so like, there's nowhere to sit. Sorry, is that not crazy? A laundromat not having anywhere to fucking sit? Oh boy. Anyways, then I put them in the dryer. I dry it for an hour. Because I have like, you know, duvet covers, shirts, socks, underwear. I just put it all in. Put all in one. Who cares? I realize why people don't do that now is because, like, in my duvet cover, like, three shirts got balled up in, like, three of the corners and were completely soaking wet. And I was like, God damn it. But I just hung them up on a clothes hanger on my, like, curtain rod, and they dried overnight. So clock that type of tea. And I folded, I was, like, going to bring everything home and fold it on my floor while I watched television. I decided not to. I was like, I'm gonna fold all the socks on one of the tables the laundromat provided because I can't sit down anyway, so I might as well just do it. Like, fuck it, we'll do it live. I got it done. I felt so accomplished. I know this is like minor and absolutely nothing. Some of you are probably like single mothers and this is like 1/64th of your everyday life, but for me, someone who's in a deep and dark depression every day of his life, I felt like, okay, I got my groove back, kind of. Got my groove back. That was that. I don't think the laundry story fucking translated. It wasn't good. I don't know. Maybe there was nothing there. Anyways, I just did laundry. They don't have chairs, so... Okay, but I do go home and I'm like, it's thunderstorming eventually later in the day. And I was like, I want to take a shower. But I was like, my mom, like, I realized that, like, I've never taken a shower during a thunderstorm because my mom told me that, like, you can get electrocuted. And I never questioned that until literally this day. I'm 36 years old. Okay, so I'm going to Google, can you get electrocuted in the shower? during a thunderstorm. Okay, yes, it is unsafe to shower during a thunderstorm, and you can potentially be electrocuted. Lightning can travel through plumbing and electrical wiring, and water is a conductor of electricity. Even though the risk is relatively low, it's best to avoid showering, bathing, or using any plumbing during a thunderstorm. I'm not really buying what they're selling. Sound off in the comments if you've been completely electrocuted while taking a shower. I'd like to know. Just feel like it's another one of those instances where no one's going to comment. So it's probably for a particular reason, because it doesn't fucking happen. Two people have gotten electrocuted, but struck by lightning and died in New Jersey in the last 3 days. That's weird. One was golfing. One was, I don't know what he was doing. Assuming it's a man for some reason. But I would bet my life he wasn't taking a shower. Just, so my intuition is telling me he was not taking a shower. Not that people from Jersey don't shower. In fact, I bet they shower quite often. Maybe twice a day. They're a clean people. Disgusting souls. Clean bodies, though. Okay. Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. Okay, last chapter of the Greenpoint Minutia. Best friend of the pod, Allie Davis, who used to be a neighbor of mine until she moved to Los Angeles and now resides in Beechwood Canyon, a neighborhood that I love. That's where I'd live if I lived in LA. Probably Beechwood. So we'd be neighbors with Joanna Newsom and Andy Samberg.
Andy's NFL. He's the same designer who's the LSN.
That's my Dorinda impression. That's not landing either. Okay. Anyways, Allie talks to me and she's like, "Are you at Boop?" Meaning my quiet cocktail bar. I was like, "Actually, I am. But however, I've had a couple drinks here and I wanted to check out a new gay bar in Prime Williamsburg called Oberon. Oberon.
B-I-C-T-H.
It's on like North 10th and Driggs. It's like kitty corner from that Japanese restaurant. I think it's called like Fushimi. It's like the silver huge like circle portal door, which I'm like, ugh, like dying to go there. Never been. One day I'll go. Anyways, she's like, "Okay, yeah." I'm like, "I know." I'm like, "Let's just go. Let's do something different." So I walk in. It's on a corner, like a brick building, kind of warehouse, you know, vibe. Warehouse vibes. That's what I'm saying. Open the big door, big tall door. Walk up like big wide steps. Take a right, walk down a bunch of other steps. So you're like basically at ground level again, but like slightly sunken. Floors are concrete, but kind of like that spackled concrete where it's like, God, it's such a design trend where it's like, it's not like pieces of glass, but it's like elevated concrete or something. It's like really gross and annoying to me. I'm like, just put some fucking rugs down. I'm down with concrete. I had a concrete countertop when I lived in Ithaca, New York from the summer of 2006 to fall of 2006. Sorry, 7 to 8. No, 6 to 7. No, 7 to 8. It's kind of chic. Like, concrete can be kind of chic, but, like, don't just, like, make it bare. Like, you have to, like, warm it up. Warm it up, the girls are waiting. Yeah, okay. So my initial thought was like, because it was raining, I had to, you know, use an umbrella to walk there. I'm like, there are so many G'd out twinks that will absolutely die in this space. Like, mark my words, I don't want to be right. Knock on wood, I don't want to be right. But like, it is a death trap for twinks. Like, they can't walk upstairs. They can't walk downstairs. They can't be on concrete in general. They're going to fall on the ground. They're going to hit their little heads. Their poorly developed, underdeveloped heads are going to crack open like freaking Humpty Dumpty. The space smelled new, which I don't like. I mean, it's fine, but I'm like, there's still no one there. It was like a, I guess it was like a Monday night. at like, but like, you know, it was like 8:30 or 9. They only open until midnight, which like they'll probably try to change till 2, but there must be some kind of, I don't know, zoning or ordinance, whatever you want to call it. Cannot imagine that's intentional on their part. They have like a big, you know, big kind of like gay guy style paintings where it's like, giving like Salvador Dali's like Guernica, but it's like muscly guys kind of flat and like, there's so many gay painters that paint like this. I'm not going to name names because they're too close. They're too close. Some are better than others. And I think gay figure painting is something that should be respected, but it's also like you could do more or other things also. That's all because we're so much more than just our hot rocking bodies, am I right, ladies? I ordered a drink called like the tea, and it's, I don't even know what's, I like didn't, I was, it was $14, and I was like, okay, that's, I mean, about as cheap as I was going to expect. So I was like, okay, it wasn't 16. It wasn't 18. All the cocktails were 14. I'm like, oh, you know what? Work Oberon. Like, is this a college? Oberlin. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. It was like, I don't even know. It was like Earl Grey tea, Grey Goose, I think, or just vodka. I don't know if it was Grey Goose. It was probably just vodka. I thought Grey Goose in my head for a second. And like lemon. It was nice. You know, tiny little, like the little, like, it's not a coupe, but it's like the, it basically looks like a votive candle holder on a stem, like a small cocktail glass. But that was like fine. I got two of those. And I was like, ooh, wait, I'm kind of, kind of yucked it up with the very tall bartender. For a second, I was like, hey, like, I think I said something cute. I was like, you worked here for long? Oh, God, I still got it. Like, I really still got it. A new pickup line that I've never used, but I want to, is like, I imagine myself like in a kind of crowded like bar or club, like super gay environment. I want to go up to a guy and be like, so you ever dated a guy before? But he would probably interpret it as me coming at him like this. Oh, anyways. It was great to see Allie and catch up with her. She got a new studio apartment in Beechwood Canyon, which, like, I could afford. It's only a few $100. It's $300 more than my rent in New York. And there's no roommate. And I love Beechwood Canyon. So it's got me thinking about stuff. I kind of nixed moving to LA. Because I don't have any money. And like the will to pick up and across the country to a place I've been to like 3 times. I don't know. It's tough, y'all. However, it would be. Here's the thing. It's like my mom's getting old. And like what if something happened? I don't have the money to fly. I don't have like money to do stuff. This is my fault. I'm a middle-aged man. I should have the means to, you know, provide for myself and have a lifestyle where like I don't have to worry about stuff. However, I'm too retarded to really enter the workforce. That's an excuse I make. It's not a good one. I just don't want to do it. So I'm stuck here forever in Greenpoint, which it could be worse. And, you know, something could, like, you know, the building could burn down, then what? You know, life's fragile, not guaranteed. Hopefully I wouldn't be in the building when it burned down. Again, I wouldn't really miss any of my possessions, except for my cum wizard painting. That's the only thing I'd miss, probably. Everything's on the cloud now. Everything's on the cloud. Everything's on the cloud. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, let's take a quick... Need a break. I'm like losing my mind. Okay. TV movie corner coming up, and then questions. hope you've been enjoying yourself so far. I will be right back. Okay, it's time for TV Movie Corner. I've been so excited to do this episode because I discovered a new TV show that I've never heard about, even though it's exactly something I've been searching for months, if not years. It is called Slow Horses. Slow Horses. S-L-O-W space H-O-R-S-E-S. P-I-C-T-H. It is a British show on Apple. It's an Apple original. You know I've talked shit about Apple originals because there's like a very slick veneer that's off-putting to me on most of their programming. However, this is a British kind of crime thriller. It's about, okay, so like kind of ragtag MI5 group of spies. And it's not hokey or corny at all. In fact, it's like very well made and also very humorous and not in an annoying way at all. Those are genuinely thrilling. There's 4 seasons available. Each season is 6 episodes. They are 42-minute long episodes each. I've watched 3 seasons in 2 days. I'm saving the 4th season for like a rainy day because like I love the show so much. It's so good in every single way. I don't know what to tell you to like reinforce how much I love this show. I also have a huge crush on the star. His name's Jack Lowden. Jack Lowden, L-O-W-D-E-N. I did not get like gay vibes from him, but I had to like kind of just Google him and make sure. And he's married to a woman, and that woman's name is Saoirse Ronan, who's my fucking nemesis. Why do I hate Saoirse Ronan? I don't know. I just do. I feel like you can't give an Academy Award to an 8-year-old and expect her to turn out right. It's not her fault. She's very talented. Every time I've seen her in, like, outside of a role, I'm like, ugh, God. Ugh. Ugh. You know? It's so British. And so here's how I found out about the show. The Emmy nominations were just released a few days ago, and I saw Gary Oldman was nominated for best lead actor in a like drama or something. I was like, it was for Slow Horses. And I was like, oh wait, on Apple. I'm like, well, I never heard of this. I've heard of like Ted fucking Lasso, and I heard of like Severance. I'm like, I don't watch that bullshit. And I'm like, let me Google Slow Horses. And I did, and I was like, this kind of, let me see. Before I fired up, I texted my best friend Kath, who's, you know, been on the pod years ago. She has, the only time I've seen like Apple programming is at her house in the Rockaways, because like she has Apple Plus, and at night I'll watch it. I was like, have you seen this show Slow Horses? And she's like, it's so fucking good. And I was like, okay, we're fucking, I'm locking in, as they say. They being like Generation Z, I'm locking in, because we have very similar tastes. I was like, okay, great. That's all you needed to know. Hooked immediately. Still hooked. It's absolutely fantastic. Sound off the comments if you watch Slow Horses. I feel like no one, I never even heard of it. How have I never heard of this incredible show? It's probably, I mean, to my knowledge, the best show that's ever been on Apple Plus. I can't think of anything better. It's so good. I mean, I don't know if it's been renewed for a 5th season yet. Again, I'm saving the 4th for a rainy day, because it will, I mean, I'll just devour it in one day. I watched 2 seasons yesterday, I think, actually. I watched 2 full seasons. Maybe a season and a half, but I finished half before last, you know, you understand. I don't have a big life. Don't have a big life. So do yourself a favor and check that out. I'm going to skip my recap of the latest episode of Skinwalker Ranch because I just don't feel like anyone cares. And it's like, just, well, there's too much to get to. Yeah, again, no one cares. I'm just going to recap all the strange findings they found. Generally, I'll just say one thing really quickly. I try my best to not bring up UFO shit, weird shit, paranormal shit, unexplained activity shit in like public settings. But like, if it does get brought up, I definitely throw my hat in the ring. People are always like, well, why aren't there any like videos? Like, why aren't there proof of this stuff existing? Why aren't there any proof? Like, why are there videos? Bitch, every single week for the last 6 years, Skinwalker Ranch captures like UFOs, like on the show. So I don't know, just watch it if you really care. I know you don't care, but it's fine. Moving on, I watched the movie The Fugitive starring Harrison Ford. Kind of on a whim. Well, I watched True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis, and I was like, this is the best movie. I've seen it before, but it's like this production level, this level of excitement is astonishing, and I took a vow to myself, just the rest of the summer, I'm going to only watch like huge blockbusters that fucking rock the goddamn house down. So I fired up The Fugitive. The premise is that like Harrison Ford is a brain surgeon. I think they're in Chicago, actually. Movies in Chicago are so random. And he's a very affluent brain surgeon. His wife is very rich. She gets murdered and he gets pegged for it. This all happens so fast. It's like before the credits even like roll, he's just like found guilty and like sentenced to death. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So he's like on a bus to go to like the state penitentiary to get like murdered by the state. And then like the bus crashes after some like other people try to hijack it and like kill the guards. And he's on the run and he's just trying to prove his innocence. I love the movie so much. It's crazy that Harrison Ford is kind of the only vehemently mousy brown haired actor I think we've ever had. Like, he is mousy brown hair. Name another, sound off in the comments if you've ever seen a mousy brown haired actor of that caliber on your screens. I'll wait. I think a reason why I really loved watching this movie, though, I'll be very honest with you. So the night before, I'd ordered Thai food for myself. THAI. I got red curry shrimp and like the vegetable curry, like kind of turnover, fold over dumpling things. And I picked up the bag and I was like, oh, this is really heavy. I hope this is my order. The thing is, like, if it wasn't and it was that heavy, I'm like, I'll figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, I think I'll figure it out. So I unpack the bag. Also got a ginger ale too. I'm like, the ginger ale's not weighing down the bag this much. This is like a lot of food. Sure enough, they included accidentally an entire order of chicken pad thai. And I was like, okay, I'm taking a few bites immediately of chicken and putting in the fridge. I'm saving it for tomorrow. And that's exactly what I did. So I had lunch and breakfast and like honestly dinner. It was a lot of food. I mean, I put it in like my little like skillet and it's like a classic takeout container sized amount of food. It like filled up the entire skillet. Like, that's so much fucking food. So anyways, I was set. I was feeling good. I'm like, I'm free. My food for the day is free. I'm as free as Harrison Ford is at the end of that movie. Uh-oh, spoiler. Then I watched the movie Sling Blade, which I'd never seen. And I got to tell you guys, if you've never seen Sling Blade, you absolutely need to fire it up, like, right now. Billy Bob Thornton wrote, directed, and starred in this movie where he plays, like, they say the R word quite a bit in this movie. He's a retarded, he starts off as a retarded boy who kills his mom and his mom's boyfriend. He kills his mom's boyfriend because he thinks that the boyfriend is, like, raping her. And she's like, what are you doing? That's my boyfriend. And he's like, oh, well, I have to kill you now too. So he spends his like entire life in like a mental asylum, which looks very nice, by the way. He just stares out the window. I'm like, kind of parallel lives. He gets let out after like 25 years and he has like nowhere to go, nothing to do. This is kind of based off of like it's kind of not autobiographical, but like Billy Bob Thornton said growing up, there was like a retarded man living in like his shed that his parents treated like a dog. And he's like, okay, I'm like making this movie to kind of like, you know, tell his story in a different way. Cause he's an empath. He's an empath. Sling Blade, I feel like I saw, I only knew it was like a parody on like Mad TV, where it's like, I just want the mashed potatoes. You shouldn't have done that. He's just a boy. Fabulous movie. It's so long. It's actually only like 2 hours, a little over 2 hours long. I paused it at an hour being like, okay, I'm gonna like go smoke a cigarette. Surely it's almost over. And it was halfway through. However, it's a beautiful, it's like a big movement. You know, it's not like huge dramatic peaks. It's just like a big movement. It's like actually so tender and so sweet. Sling Blade is so good. There's a homosexual character. There's like so like treated tenderly. And this is 1996, which, yeah, I mean, stuff like that was happening, but not, I don't know. I just thought it was very special to see in a like a small Arkansas town at like the, you know, the dollar store. He's like the manager of the dollar store where Sling Blade ends up living at like a cool mom and like little boy's house. But the boyfriend is, of course, a physically abusive alcoholic asshole. And I won't spoil the very end, but you might, you know, be able to put the pieces together now, you know, kind of what happens. Highly suggest Sling Blade. They really don't make them like that anymore. And like, I already love Billy Bob Thornton so much. And I love him more. I think I need to rewatch Fargo season one for like the fifth time. That first season is impeccable. Okay. More TV stuff. I started watching the show on Hulu called Such Brave Girls. Recommended, I think it was on Lena Dunham's Perfectly Imperfect post that came out yesterday. So it's like a British show on Hulu. It's like co-written and starred by these two sisters. It's kind of like coming of age. It's hilarious. It's a funny show. They live with their mom. Their dad left when, you know, like 10 years ago. They're all dating. It's about like dating and life, and it's just literally written so well, and it's laugh out loud funny. I laughed out loud. When I laugh out loud at stuff, especially like of this genre, which I'm expecting to not laugh whatsoever, that means it's good. I've only seen 2 episodes. No, 3. I could not recommend it more. It's so good. Again, it's called Such Brave Girls. Okay, holy shit. Okay, one more topic, and then we gotta get to the questions. Georgia from Next Gen. Next Gen NYC, the Bravo show about the next generation of New York City, these, like, 23-year-olds mincing around. They had to add, like, Nepo babies, like, you know, Gia Giudice, Ariana Bierman, Riley Burris, to get the show picked up, because it wasn't gonna get picked up. That's fine. Georgia, she's like a very skinny white girl who grew up on the Upper West Side, but she's like, oh, I was like one of the poor ones. I'm like, okay, I've heard that before. And maybe she was. This is a classic situation where it's like, I don't want to name names, but like people like to say like, I grew up with money, but then like my dad lost it all. I'm like, okay, sure. I mean, you don't need to tell me a full fable. However, she does seem to work very hard. She's very like Adderall pilled. Erratic, drinks a lot of red wine. I like her, actually. I think she's kind of cool. However, here's the thing. I watched the first episode a few weeks ago. The season finale is next week, so it's been going on for probably like, what, 8 or 10 weeks. I went to go look her up, and she seems so trans on her Instagram and not trans at all on the show. I think, maybe I'm the first person to use this term, I think she's trans fishing. Trans fishing. I don't think she's not trans. Like, she would definitely make it known. But, like, if you look at her Instagram, like, she, like, the angles, the poses, like, she wants herself to look more like a man. than like she is. Okay, there's no delicate way to say that. It's like she just has like maybe sharp features, and she's also like an anorexic wino. So like there's like, she's like muscles protrude. She like looks, she wants to look like Dylan Mulvaney, but she doesn't. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't know. You have no idea. Maybe take a gander and you'll know what I'm talking about immediately. Cause like, I think young kids have like, they have like 20 posts on their Instagram, their public one. I'm sure there's like a Finsta within a Finsta within a Finsta somewhere else where they're really letting it rip. But I feel like I have more followers than her actually. I followed her. She didn't follow back. She's going to regret that one day. Trans fishing, absolutely trans fishing. Okay, again, really quick, I got one more topic. Jax announced that he left the Valley. He will not be back for season 3. I feel like they've probably fired him, and it was just a polite way for him to go out. I do think that he will probably annihilate his family. It'll look like Anne Hayes. She's going to drive his car into the house. I think I've maybe said this before. I hope he doesn't, but like, he'll make his presence known. And some, he'll be around season 3. You know, maybe Shorts will be a full-time cast member, and then he'll just be like, hey, neighbor. Like the fucking, like, Mr. Wilson and like, Home Improvement, just, like, over the fence, which is a clear glass. But, like, he'll pop in. He'll pop over. He'll be popping in. Okay. That does it for TV Movie Corner. There's actually a few more topics. Oh, shit. Wait. Okay. Oh my God, how did I forget this? How did I forget this? I listed my top 10 movies of all time, and I'm going to read them to you without any, I don't want to hear shit. I'm just going to read them, and then that's going to be it. I have 3 honorable mentions too. I'm going to read the top 10, the honorable mentions, then we're going to get to the questions. Top 10 movies, Dial Dan, all time. Here we fucking go. These are in no particular order. Anyways, here we go. Clueless. Twister. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Margaret. Challengers. Titanic. Blair Witch Project. Wet Hot American Summer. Alien. And last but not least, Shiva Baby. Just kidding. Can you imagine? It's like Shiva Baby's number 10. No. Tiny Furniture is my last mention of the top 10. So top 10, there you go. You have it. Honorable mentions. There are 3. Unfaithful, Brokeback Mountain, and Scream. Period, bitch. Now it's time for your questions. And we're back. Thanks for being here. Let's start off with question number 1. Do you think Sex Island is an allegory for the end of our society and the rebirth? So of course, Little St. James, Epstein Island. Here's the thing. Maybe so. Will any of this ever come to light? Probably not, because the reality is, I'm assuming, every single world leader is like implicated in it in some way or another. The fact that they have 10,000 hours of footage they've admitted to, think of 10,000 hours. Okay. I've done like 300 something episodes. Let's just say 350, an hour long each, 350 hours. Think about how much of my life this has spanned and how much information I've been able to like, you know, transcribe to the listeners. There's like 25 times that hours of footage of like horrific sex acts on Epstein Island. I don't think that's enough for just Jeffrey Epstein himself. And we know there's other people. I mean, like Prince Andrew, etc. Allegedly. It would bring down, maybe that's like, maybe Me Too was a good thing because like now we have like a sort of infrastructure or like a way to deal with these infractions. But like, I don't think they'll ever come to light of day. I would welcome it. I just don't know. A rebirth would be nice. A societal rebirth could be nice. You know, there's zombies roaming the streets. There's so many sick people. And I don't know if like that would really do anything for them. I'm more of like a bottom up approach, although top down could be good too. It could be trickle down economics where it's like, everything's unfolded and, I don't want to live in like a Chaz zone, but like our leaders are clearly, pedophiles, quite frankly. So, you know, I don't know. Okay, well, next question. Worst crash out you've ever had. How did you recover? So I was living in Bushwick, I think, so it was 2017, 2018. I lived in a basement apartment in a 3-bedroom with my 2 good friends. In like a renovated, it was nice, kind of, but there was no room. I was in a, it was like, I'd walked on the stairs and then there was like a little, there's enough room for like a desk and like a, an armoire and then like a door to my room, which had just enough room for a full bed. And it was underground concrete floors. And I was just like spiraling. I was working quite a bit. I was like a chauffeur. I was working at the Jane Hotel and I just felt like I was in prison actually, kind of. It's like condo ghetto. I mean, it was like a brownstone, kind of, not really. It was like the, it's a family, like a multi-unit family home, you know what I mean? And I was just like probably drinking a lot too and feeling like shit all the time, really burning the candle at both ends. And so I at least ended, we're all moving out. And I found a place in Ridgewood 2 months from the lease end date. So I was like, okay, I'm, my kind of like rock bots in New York in 2017 was I went to the restaurant Klom Klorm. It's like a Thai restaurant that only hired like trans teenage girls. And it was so fucking cool. Klom Klorm, KlomKlorm. And I was either having lunch with a friend or by myself. The prices were very affordable and like you were, it was like dignified. I was like new and clean and so great. I like had to lock myself in the bathroom because I was having a panic attack and I like slid, like I put my like back against the door and like slid down to the ground like I was in a movie and I was just, like crying and like shaking. Like I really had like, I think it's like a mental breakdown is what you'd maybe call it. And I was like, okay, I just have to like, cause I was thinking like maybe I'll get like a sublet for 2 months in between like this apartment and the one in Ridgewood, which ended up falling through. So I move in with my mom upstate for 2 months in the summer. So it's like June and July. I live with my mom and my estranged brother who I have never gotten along with. And I was like, this is so fucked up. But I was like, you know, it's going to be summer. Summer in upstate New York is like the most special. It's, I love summer in upstate New York. I wish I could spend every summer entirely in upstate New York. So I took the opportunity to do that. Probably the longest 2 months of my life, but I don't regret it in any way. I'm sure it meant the world to my mom. You know, she hasn't visited in like over 10 years. I try to make a point to see her as often as I can, but it's tough. You know, I have a life, kind of. That was my, to me, I look back at that as like, phew, you really bottomed out, girl. I was also like wearing like all black at the time a lot. And I was like, you're miserable. Like, stop doing this shit. Wear like navy blue or like light blue or like a white t-shirt. Like do something else. Stop making yourself so miserable. I guess I needed to like touch grass or something. It's true. I did. Kind of about to hit that wall again though. I've been looking up. I found a nice apartment in Hudson next to a gas station. I might check that out next week. We'll see. Keep you looped in about that. Anyways, next question. What's your level of engagement with coupon clipping or collecting rewards points? Well, I love being a hotels.com silver member. Hopefully I'll be upgraded to like gold at some time soon. I was looking at hotels the other night, for like next week, and like literally like my silver rewards get me like $43 off a room per night, which is a considerable amount of money. 43, that's like 25% off basically, more even. So that I love. Also just like my Chase credit card. I don't have Chase Sapphire. I just have like Chase Freedom because I love being free. Clap if you love to be free. But you get points, and like, I don't know, like a year, I feel like I get like $800 in cash just like using the car that I pay off. It's like, oh, that money's, I mean, it's kind of free. Like I never have had to like pay credit card interest because I don't spend money I don't have. I mean, that's not the point of having a credit card, is to build credit so one day I can like maybe own a home. Like, never will. So yeah, just my Chase Freedom reward points and hotels.com. Next question. Oh, this is just a compliment that I have to read, because like, it really, honestly, it sounds so corny. Little messages like this mean the absolute world to me. I'm going to read it. We'll move on quickly. Congrats on doing a one-man show. It's a very difficult skill. You're killing it. Thank you so much. You don't know. I am just always scraping the frick by, and just that little message made my week. Thank you. Is there anything that I can do as a mother to make my son gay/straight? I have an 8-month-old. Okay, well, to make him gay, you have to like helicopter him the fuck out. Get the father out of the picture. Get rid of him. Ditch that zero, and honestly, don't even get yourself a hero. Just like ditch, he might even be a hero. Ditch the hero or zero, and then just start buying him stuff. You like a Cartman and Cartman's mom kind of thing. He will be gay. If you want a straight son, keep the dad around. Throw the ball. Throw the ball in the yard. I don't fucking know. I do think it's kind of, there is like always the nature versus nurture conversation. I'm leaning towards nature, even though I feel like there has been kind of disproven there is a gay gene, or maybe it's been proven there was a gay gene. I don't remember. It's kind of like a thing where I don't really care, because I'm like, being straight would be like honestly impossible. Like, I would probably have to kill myself. I would family annihilate, like Jax. I don't think Jax is gay. I think he's a bipolar alcoholic and cocaine addict. That'll do it. You know what I mean? Oh God, pray for Brittany and Cruz. Next question. Did an Indian curse create the portal on Skinwalker Ranch, or are the Indians just taking credit? Interesting question. I don't think the Indians are taking credit. In fact, like, part of the Ute lore is that like they don't talk about this shit at all. The elders will not talk about this. Skinwalker Ranch had some Ute tribe members that were like my age that came and like drummed, and they like conjured like UAP orbs like immediately by drumming on top of the mesa. Which is shocking, but honestly not that surprising, considering like the level of high activity and sensitivity of this region. Did the Indians create the portal? Honestly, you know, I don't know. Maybe they somehow did. I do think that like a spacecraft crashed like a million years ago, and then over time, like, Earth just like covered it up naturally, and like our sense of time and space and our relationship to the universe is completely warped. That's just where I'm at right now. This, of course includes like dinosaurs not existing, but I can't, we're well over an hour. I can't get into that. And you've heard it all before. You've heard it all before. The Earth is not 2,000 years old, contrary to what you've heard. It's like millions and billions, but like, I just don't think the dinosaurs were ever part of it. Okay. Next question. What's a trick to get up out of bed when you don't want to, but have to for something? Sometimes I like to pretend I'm having a seizure and have to just like thrash and then just like jump out of bed and then like I'm up, but it's hard to do that. Yeah, I don't know. There's no trick. I can't even tell you. The mornings I'm groggy, I'm in a different state of mind. Also, I haven't had to like really be up for anything. I mean, like I have to wake up at 8 a.m. for work, like I did today. I just set an alarm and I'm like, well, you gotta go do it. So just like do it. I don't like, if I have like something to do in the morning, I don't like drink. I'm like very good. Good, wholesome boy. So that helps, like, try to plan ahead a little bit. But maybe you're overworked and you just, you want to sleep. You're tired. You work at the Amazon factory for 15 hours, peeing in your boots, you know? Sloshing around in your urine-soaked boots. So, I don't know, pretend you're having a seizure and just like, just jump. You have to jump out of bed, maybe. Rattle around. I don't know. Next question. Can you share any thoughts you have on Lana's recent European tour? Okay, didn't know she was on a European tour. I did see like photos of her like with like a weird like little home on the prairie kind of thing, and I thought it was cute. That's like the house I want to live in. I want a front porch. I want to watch the rain come down. Maybe see a Twister and run inside. That's it. Props to her. She's still with her husband. They seem to be happy. I saw her today in a photo drinking a can of Coca-Cola, not Diet Coke. So I loved that because I do not fuck with Diet Coke. There's no time to get into that. What would you make in Sonia Morgan's toaster oven? Good question, because you know what? When I was in college, I would make this like breakfast bagel sandwich that is so odd. I find it rather peculiar. And I never made it again, but I crave it often. So what it is, so I used to go to, if you're in Rochester, you already know what I'm about to say. Shout out Balsam Bagels. B-A-L-S-A-M. B-I-C-T-H. I would get everything bagel. Scallion cream cheese. And I would also have like slices of like thick Munster cheese and like thick slices of tomatoes. I would truly go open faced with this. I know that like open faced is like so 2000 late. However, this was 2000 and late. This was 2000 and like eight. Wait, literally 2008. Okay, open faced. Put the cream cheese on the bagel. Maybe not so much. Maybe less than you would do if you're just going to have cream cheese on it. You want a light coating of the scallion cream cheese. Then, wait, tomato or the cheese? I think tomato on top of the cream cheese and then a slice of Munster cheese on top. And you're doing this to both halves of the bagel. Put that in the toaster oven for, I don't know how long. I haven't had a toaster oven probably since 2008, which was almost 20 years ago. However, there's something with the Munster cheese and the, you know, a good tomato, everything bagel, the scallion cream cheese. Also, again, Rochester Reds balsam tears it crazy. There's bagels aren't really better than that anywhere. So thank you for asking that question. It really made me come alive. I'm like truly salivating. I'm hungry. Do you still like HRH Collection? Yes. I still watch her YouTube videos. I do. They're not as good as they used to be. She, you know, she privatizes the tea on her Substack, which I did subscribe to with my credit card, you know, got compromised with someone trying to buy $500 worth of items at the Supreme store. So then it just didn't, you know, it didn't resign, but like the videos in what she calls private school are like vertical live streams in her car, and the unless you join live, which like I'm not doing. Also, if you want to comment on her live streams, you have to pay like so much more money. It's like $20 a month. And so the product would be like this horrific, it would be like probably like 64 pixels. It just looked like, it looked like fucking Tetris. And it was like HRH's face just yelling about shit. And like, I like what she has to say. It's like funny. I just like her. It's truly, to use her own words, you either get it or you don't. I don't bow at the altar of HRH. I just like witnessing her. I like, she's inspired this pod quite a bit, probably. Just a person talking to ostensibly no one. She has a much bigger audience than I do. But seeing other people do a similar thing, you can't help but get a little bit of wind in your sails, you know. So yeah, I'll love her forever. There's nothing, I mean, if there's, she's already done everything to make me not like her, and I still watch. So like, I'm locked in. Also, wait, rewind really quick. When I met up with like friend of the pod, Teddy and Anthony, they like were in Orange County recently, and, like drove by our house and said that like they have, her and her husband have like so many like Trump flags in their front yard. I'm like, oh God, shit. Like, I mean, it's a little, he already won. Like, it's not election season. It's a little gratuitous and I think tacky. It's very tacky. I find it very tacky. Put up like a scarecrow. I put up anything. Put up anything. One of those giant skeletons. Put up anything. Take them down. You won. You know? We get it. Next up. Oh boy, this one's a doozy. Have you heard of ROCD? ROCD. B-I-C-T-H. It's called Relationship OCD. I know you're SLA adjacent, Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous adjacent. And I think it's SLA. So the question is, have you heard of ROCD? I know you're SLA adjacent. Okay, do we know that for sure? I mean, you're onto something, I'm sure. I'm sure you're onto something. God. I'm going to Google transcendental meditation tomorrow and see if that helps with OCD. Because I did see a resurfaced clip of Lena Dunham on Howard Stern, and she said that TM helped her with OCD. And I do think I probably have OCD. Like, I think that's probably one of the main things. Will I seek professional help? Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't fucking feel like it. I just don't. Maybe, though. Maybe I'm like 42, which is a perfect age. Young, beautiful age. Shout out 42-year-olds. I think that's the time when I'm like, I might need to get it together a little bit. Until then, I'm just going to keep it rocking and like recording the goddamn podcast. Do you want me to stop recording the pod? Because OCD is propelling me to like make lists and like talk at a fucking wall. You don't want me good. You don't want me good. Okay. These next three questions were written by one person right after another. Oh, wait, I gotta ding the bell. What was your father like? Mortifying. Are you comfortable on camera? No. What is your guilty pleasure food-wise? Fast food. Yeah, thanks a lot, bitch. I hope you got your answers. Okay, we have one final question. What is your ideal amount of people to go away with? 4 or like 12? So my lake trip is coming up. Probably the only reason for me to literally stay alive is this yearly lake trip. And the amount of people, I don't even know. It's like probably, it's like 8 to 10, 12-ish. And that's great. Like, it's so good. Because it's, you know, you have your own room. I don't know. It's like we get together on the boat every day. We do everything together. But I don't get tired of these people because, you know, I've known them. We have a lot of history. We go back. It's nice. It's like so nice to just be with people that you miss. If you're taking a vacation with like kind of strangers or like friends of friends, oh boy, because then it's like, oh shit, if it's too small and you don't like people, it's like harrowing. But if there's too many cooks in the kitchen, everyone's trying to do different things, maybe, or maybe there's more people you don't like, or maybe there's more people you do like. Maybe it's great. It could be great. Honestly, it could be great. Just wrangling a bunch of people to do things is like so hard because at my age, you want to be able to do what the fuck you want to do. Luckily, my lake trip is just like, we're all on the same page. There's not that much to do. It's like, do you want to go on the boat? Yeah. Do you want to get off the boat? Yeah, probably eventually. Maybe we'll go to dinner like once. I'm not going to like Mallorca with like 12 people. I don't even know what that would be like. That sounds like hell. I mean, that's why these like Real Housewives shows are so great, because they go on vacation. It's like absolute madness. I mean, it could be more Bad Girls Club, but it's like, you know, a lot of drama ensues because everyone has like different like standards and like boundaries and shit. And it's like, oh God, it's impossible. It seems impossible. The ideal amount of people to go with also depends if you're like couples or not. That's something to consider. You know, I think like, you know what? I think 6. Let's settle on 6. I think 6 is a great number. Cause like people can like 2 people can pair off, you know? So there's like, and there's 2, there's always like enough going on. No one has to be alone. Although you could be alone, it would be fine. Cause like, then 5 people hang out is fine. Or even like there's 4 people hang out and then 2 go off by themselves. I think 6 is good. 6 seems good. Maybe, you know what? Lucky number 7. Maybe 7's the right number. 7's all right. It's got to be odd. Maybe it's odd. Oh, God, it's odd. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to this episode all the way through. I think I drank a medium iced tea at work from Dunkin'. I think that's why I'm so fucking jazzed today. It's really weird. I know it doesn't sound like much, but that's the tea. The tea. Tea, of course, harkening back to the drink called the tea earlier in this episode, and also the iced tea that I drank. Okay, thank you so much. Love y'all. Have a nice night. Well, go have a good weekend. You'll probably listen to this on Friday or Saturday or Sunday. Okay. Also, just try to enjoy summer. It'll be over soon. Just enjoy it. Enjoy the heat. Let it, you know, permeate. Permeate all of the pores in your bod. Unless you're in Australia, because then it's winter, but like, put on a little jacket. A little leather jacket, like a summer scarf. Like that's Australians. Winter, right? I just have listeners in Australia that I, you know, absolutely revere. So shout out you guys. Good night, and fucking Christ. Talk to you soon. Love you. Bye-bye.